Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 279. This is the show where we talk about Android apps. It's game day. We're going to bring some games for you guys. So if you're gamers, keep listening. If you're not gamers, dude, just keep listening. You might hear something that really perks your interest. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and I'll make a quick announcement, and then we'll get right into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. I will say I am one of those people that use 5x for seemingly an hour to an hour and a half at a whack, and I'm okay with it. I don't need a support group.
You're one of those, one of that demographic?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, if you guys missed Monday's show, Greg Eisenberg from 5x, CEO of 5x, he came by to talk to us again. 5x got a complete overhaul, redesign, and it's more killer than ever, so definitely go check it out. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I'm facing the oncoming cold snap. It's like 30-some degrees out here. I don't like it.
Oh, dude. You think that's harsh? I had to just put my air on before the show. Oh. You know how hot it was in here? Anyway, no, I'm feeling you. So it's bitter up there, huh?
It's definitely a hazy shade of winter.
No. Oh. Sucks.
It does, no. Man.
Dude, come down here Tampa and visit meetup. Anytime you want. Yeah, Tampa meetup. All right. Quick announcement here. We launched a t-shirt campaign. If you go to Teespring, teespring.com/AAA t-shirt, we are selling t-shirts there. The way Teespring works is we have to set a goal of how many we want to sell. Nobody gets any t-shirts unless we make the goal, and nobody gets charged either if we don't make the goal. So we picked 100 shirts because the higher number you pick for the goal, the cheaper the shirts. That brought our shirt price down to $8.81 for a t-shirt. We also have hoodies for around $20, women's shirts for like $9 in a bunch of different colors. I picked the colors out myself. It took a long time. I really put some thought into this. So I think you guys are going to like them. It's with our new logo. As a little perk, if you buy a t-shirt and you're part of the AAA club, you are entered into the contest to win a Sony Smartwatch 2. So right now your odds are about 36 to 1. They don't get much better than that. Yeah. Go buy a t-shirt, win a watch, enjoy life. You guys have anything to add to that before we get on?
I'm still wearing my shirt from last year. My wife is too. They're great. They're high quality shirts. This isn't any, I hate to knock them, but maybe I don't. This isn't a Vistaprint shirt. I've ordered those before. These are definitely much, much better.
Yeah, good point. These are like not even the cheapest one that they had to offer. I bumped it up a notch. And because our goal is so high, they're still $881 and really good stuff. Really good stuff. You will be impressed or your money back. So thanks for...
Was it the cheapest ones we got last time?
Yeah, they were. Wow. I think they were Hanes last time, like Hanes
tagless.
Collarless. I don't care. Tagless. These are premium something spun. I don't know what the word was. Ring spun?
Yeah, ring spun. Wow.
Premium.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that then.
Yeah, cool. These are premium. All right, Eric, you got a game for us today?
I do. Dor may be a hater, but You know what, dude? This is not your grandma's Angry Birds. I just put the chat in the chat. That's neat.
It's paradoxical.
So last week, I think it might have been after the show, last week, Angry Birds came out with their newest game called Angry Birds Transformers. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of done with the Angry Birds. I've played all 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of them. They're all the same thing. Well, I am so glad I installed this game. And Dor, if you haven't, you need to at least give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing at all like any other Angry Birds game has ever been. This is totally... There's nothing similar to any other Angry Birds. My son was watching me play, and he's like, well, why did they even call it Angry Birds?
Right, right.
Because this is... The only reason is why is because they had a following with the name Angry Birds. This game is... It's like a side scroller, but basically you're in the foreground and the pigs are in the background, and you just cruise around as a transformer, either running or transforming into a car, and you're blowing them up as you go along. You don't stop. you either speed up by turning into a car and driving, or you just kind of go at a normal pace forward.
Wow. It looks really, really good.
It's a blast, man. I suppose it may get old after some point, but if you were, I don't know, Angry Birds was really fun right at the bat too, but this is a neat game and it's unique. I've never played anything like it.
Wow. I agree. Yeah. Cause you're not shooting forward. You're shooting behind you or out into the distance.
Yeah.
There's not many games like that.
My deputy clerk, Michelle, I told her about the game because I know she had played the other ones before. And she told me, thanks a lot, because she spent 3 hours on it the other night. And she's stuck. She was she's really liking it. She was thinking about it at work today that she was going to go play it again. And she's, you know, she's much better at it than I am. She in fact told me that as you move along and progress, you buy upgrades, which makes you a much larger transformer and things like that, which I never even...
Oh, so you were just Bumblebee the whole time, probably.
No, I started out as Optimus Prime, and then I died, of course, in like the level number 2 or 3 or 4. So I'm like, oh man, I'm done already.
Optimus doesn't ever die.
I gave up and went back the next day, tried it again, and then I realized there was a button there to transform into a car, which I didn't notice the first time around. It probably showed me, but I didn't pay attention to any, you know, directions that they may try to, or hints they might try to give me. So yeah, I just kept going. And then, you know, now I found that I'm Bumblebee sometimes, and that's definitely cool. Bumblebee's shooting mechanism's a little bit different than Optimus Prime, but it's neat. Definitely give it a try.
What do you think, Dor?
I think I'm very soiled on angry or on upset pheasants, number one. Number two, I am so bitter on everything Transformers. This is literally a hodgepodge of everything I despise. And Eric tells me to install it.
Look, I hear exactly what you're saying. I'm the same way, more so with Transformers and Angry Birds. But strip away those brands. This is a cool game. If this was just called Robots, right, or something like that, and they just... And then no brands, no Mattel, no Angry Birds, Hasbro or Mattel, whatever. Would you think this game's cool?
I will say it does look pretty good. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do this because I can't play this. So I'm going to put it on my son's tablet. And then when he goes to bed, I'll play a little bit.
There you go. Right. You got to at least try it.
Because this looks so smooth.
If it was called Robots, it wouldn't have 194,000 downloads in 1 week.
Exactly.
And I will say the transforming looks pretty dang good.
Just the fact that it does a barrel roll as he jumps out of the spaceship at the beginning of every level, that's just an added touch that's smart, you know?
Super cool. All right, good one, man. Dua, man, what do you got?
These Rovio guys must have endless budget to afford licensing, I'll say. Okay, what I'm going to bring here is one of those games. It's a little bit difficult for me to classify what kind of game this is. They call it strategy game. I'm going to go with that. It is a space simulator / strategy, whatever.
Strategy?
Yes. It's a very well done graphically and theatrical, I'll say, thing to it, where it's a very good paced game with good music. There's an actual story on that gets told throughout it. It's a very quick story in the first time you play it, the first like minute and a half. It basically puts you right into the story right away, tells you everything you need to know, and bang, there you go. Has a very unique inventory system / build system / fuel system makeup, and how you basically have to orbit certain planets, certain stars to collect certain type of materials, whether it be oxygen, iron, carbon, different types of elements, and you basically get embossed early in the game with alien, I'll say, intelligence, where you seem to know things that you don't know how you know, and it's technology that you never saw before, but you're able to build it and expand and basically jump through the game is the best way I can put it, where you can do things where in the first 2 minutes of the game, you think this is going to take forever. And then all of a sudden things start happening and start like speeding up the pace of the game and things you can do in the game. Really fun game. I already bought the game, Eric. Do you see the price on that?
$3.99.
I will say this is the kind of game I personally, I bought this Q-Box small 2x2x2 inch, computer. Home theater type computer, infrared sensor on the front, HDMI, hardwired Ethernet, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, USB, HDMI, SD card computer that can run Android 4.4.4 very well. I will say that very well. This is the kind of game I want to play on the television set, because I literally think the kids would like to watch this kind of game unfold.
Looks very cool. Very interesting or original. Eric?
Is it all kind of cartoony like that? The whole game is animated like that?
It's very cartoony. And that's why I keep thinking on the big screen, it will look good. You're a spaceship. The movement with the spaceship, the foreground to background, how stuff moves around, I think just presents itself in a very theatrical type of way.
It's a lot of work to go that went into this game.
I concur.
Wow, you're right.
It looks like it'd be too complicated. I mean, you say it gets easy, but man, it looks more than I can handle.
Yeah, I don't want to say it gets easy. What I will say, the first beginning 30 minutes or so, it absurdly holds your hand through the initial, I'll say, comprehension of how things work, why things work, how you can do things, how you can get things done. It definitely made the first time playing it much easier than I thought. Because as soon as I launched it, I thought, no, I don't have the time to sit here and learn all this stuff about this game. No way. And then, oh, okay, they're going to help me. Okay, cool. Okay.
They even have a website for strategy tips.
Yeah.
To help you along. That's cool.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that and I thought, ooh, but I actually haven't had to go there yet. I've played it at least an hour's worth into it, and I haven't had to go to that site yet, which tells me either A, I'm more patient than their average player, or I'm just not far enough into the game yet to where I need help.
Huh, that's pretty amazing. They set up a whole forum.
Yeah.
Forum Active. I never heard of that. Cool, man. Good game. Why don't we bring one more each, and then We'll end off this show. Eric, what, you got any more?
Yeah, I do. I got to say, Dor, seeing that cube box makes me just think, you know, it's a great time to be alive right now, to have computers like that, 2 inches by 2 inches by 2 inches.
You know what I think of when I see that cube box? I think of the comment Dor made about the iPad 2 Air. Why do they have to make it thinner? It was so unnecessary. Well, why do they have to make your cube box so small, dude?
That's not even close to the same thing. That they made lighter for no reason. It was already in your hand. It was already a handheld device. This
what
is a
do you
small
mean lighter for no da, da, reason. Da, da, da.
This is a small
that doesn't make any
silent.
Sense.
This is a small silent home theater PC. Essentially, that's what it is. Everyone complains about shelf space. Everyone complains about now their rack system is not a rack system. They have a very minimal sets of boxes for their TV, and people don't want quote unquote wires whenever possible. This thing is only 2x2x2 inches. This thing is smaller than a Roku box. This can basically hide anywhere you want and be connected to your TV via Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and you can have at it.
It's unnecessarily small.
Yeah, that's what she said last night.
You could just have like 8 of those Velcroed to the back of your TV in a line going to all 8 HDMI ports with a different operating system or different purpose, well, each one or something.
And look, Steve can hate as much as he wants to, but he knows 2+ years ago on Linux for the Rest of Us, I said wholeheartedly, this is the future of computers. computers, microcomputers, are only going to become more and 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 more popular. I have Raspberry Pis. I also have here a Banana Pi. I have my MK802 sitting here. I'm looking at, I have my Intel NUC upstairs. I would really love to get a Zotac. That's an Intel-based mini computer. These things are where everything is going. The idea of having a bulky desktop with multiple drive bays is going the way of the dodo bird.
Of course, you could see that coming. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not hating on that. I love that small stuff.
What?
I just wanted to bust your balls about your Apple. Well,
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a niche product. It's a very niche
product. Well, I don't think so. I think you're right with the desktops are going to all become like that. So it's just going to be, that's a computer now. It's a computer. Right now, it's kind of niche, but as they become more powerful.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I will wholeheartedly admit it is a little bit underpowered for what I think people would like to have in a home theater computer.
Yeah.
But I am a guy with realistic expectations who has put up with what is actually low hardware. So this is going to appear to me to feel like, whoa, this is a really big step up. I think we're literally 70%+ on the way to having that good, everyone can use user experience microcomputer.
You know what was always the thing for me with the Media Center computers, though, is it was the interface. The keyboards were never good. Logitech put out a really sweet looking keyboard with a trackpad on it now for Media Center. I think they're really coming around too.
Well, and that's one of the things. Android, that's what I tried to explain to a couple of coworkers. It doesn't matter how good Android can run on this computer. That's not the issue. The issue is how do you interface with it? You're used to having Android in your hand where you're touching a screen. To change that interface to either a mouse or a fly mouse or something else, literally, it's a different type of interaction. So you have to basically retrain yourself on how to use it. And that right now, I think, is a lot of the stoppage that people have.
I actually don't like using like Chromecast from my phone. Because like on Netflix, I don't like having to turn my phone on to rewind and stuff. Like I just want a remote in my hand with a tactile button. So that's just me. All right. Do you have anything to add to this, Eric?
Well, along those lines, I ended up buying the Fire Stick, which I'll have delivered on December 10th.
Really?
Yeah, it was a pre-order. If you were an Amazon Prime member for 2 days only, you got it for half off. It's going to be $39.99. You got it for $20. If you for 2 days only. So I'm like, I'm in on that. And then it was funny. I was talking to a sergeant in the police department about it, and he happened to order one. I'm like, whoa, there's another one of us in town. So he calls me up today, and this is totally unrelated, but I'll just throw it out there. Today at Amazon, they just announced another product. I don't know if you guys have watched this video yet for the Amazon Echo.
Yeah, crazy.
It's kind of crazy. They're really making some deals for the Prime. You know, they did jack it up to $100 a year from 75. But if you only buy this one product with your Prime membership, that will make up for it because this is
what is the Echo?
Echo is basically it seems to be a well amplified speaker inside of a cylinder that just has a little LED ring at the top of it. Two buttons and listens to it. Everything's voice command. Basically, it'll play music. It'll answer questions. It'll give you the weather. It'll be an alarm clock. It'll tell you news. Basically, it's just a... Is that a good enough description, Dora? Did you watch the video?
Yeah. The only way I can put this, this is Rosy version 0.1 or Jarvis version 0.1, where they want everything interaction with this computing device to be via voice commands. It is very flat looking in the sense of no real screens, no real interfaces, just a LED light showing you activity, what it looks like. And you just, you know, talk to it. And it's like it wants to be your verbal assistant to media interactions. I'm so cross. I have no idea. This is either going to be a humongous flop or everyone in a year is going to have one of these in their house.
I agree.
You know what I find amazing? The companies that are innovating these days, you would have never thought when they started that they were going to be tech innovation companies. Isn't it crazy?
The Amazon bookstore. Yeah, that's
coming out with all this stuff. It's crazy. It really cool though.
It looks fun. I don't know. I probably wouldn't spend $200 on it. $100 maybe. I don't like the idea of having a device that's always listening in my house anywhere. That's
NSA approved.
And they're like, well, you know, it only really picks up when you say its name, because you like turn like hello is like you just say its name and then start talking to it. Well, it's listening the whole time. It's waiting for you to say its name. You know, that's not blatantly obvious in the video. And the video is kind of cheesy. It gives some neat scenarios, I guess, of a family living with this device. It's a little funny, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's pretty cool.
I can see, hypothetically, my kids are older, blah, 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 blah. I'm leaving in the morning and I say, Rosie, remind my wife we have a meeting with the school at 5 p.m. And then I just walk out of the house, and then she comes downstairs, and then bing, reminder from Steve. Parent.
Oh, it recognizes her.
Well,
does she have to talk to Rosie for it to remind her?
If it's listening, my guess is technically you could hear her voice and say, oh, she's in my presence. That's Betty. I have a reminder set for her.
Wow.
That's where I can see this kind of thing moving forward. I don't know if we as a community, as a public, are ready for this kind of interactions.
Or you could set it as an alarm and it would just keep telling her about this reminder until she tells it, hey, okay, got it.
Yeah, but then it would keep blinking 12 and she would just unplug it.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. It's totally one cord plugging into a wall. You can set it anywhere in your house. It has some kind of special microphone on it that it picks up the entire area.
Yeah,
around.
I can picture Leo Laporte arguing with this thing every other show for a while.
Yeah, he'll definitely have one in the studio. They'll play with it. Yeah. It doesn't say when it's coming, though. It does say this is kind of like if you're a Prime member, you can request an invitation now, and you're in for $100 instead of $200.
Gotcha. Very cool, man. I gotta check it out. All right, let's do one more game each. Eric.
I am going to bring a fun game. If anybody likes pinball and they like South Park, this is South Park Pinball for $3.99. The official South Park Pinball. What can I say? It's a pinball game. You get a South Park board or a Butters board. I haven't played it a ton, but it I'm a huge fan of South Park, so it was a no-brainer. I had to buy this, and I really like pinball, too.
You said, Eric, no-brainer. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
That's true. Sometimes. I don't have a whole lot to tell you about. It's funny. Some of the stuff was a little repetitive, but anything on a pinball board is going to be a little repetitive. Now, we've got a gentleman in our chat room who's talking about it, and he's definitely played it longer than I have. He says when you shoot the ball up one of the ramps, and I didn't get to see this myself because I haven't played it long enough, that Cartman tells you about his dreams. Each time that you hit that ramp, he tells you more about his dreams. And anybody who watches South Park can imagine like where that's going with Cartman's
dreams. That's scary. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, man, this thing looks amazingly good.
Very good
graphics. As far as the way it's done. I like it. At least the video, it looks good. I don't know if it's all gameplay or not.
I didn't see a lot where it's like zooming in on the board. I didn't, like I said, I haven't played it a ton, so I didn't see that myself. Not saying that it's not there, though. It probably is at some point. But, you basically tap on the right side of your screen for the right, and tap on the left for your left paddle, and it's good stuff.
That's the cool thing about pinball on a computer is like you don't have to obey any laws of anything.
Yeah, well, and this one does have some pinball physics going on. I had my ball. Yeah. I was almost starting to wonder one time. I had my ball up in the corner and just kept ding-da-ling bouncing around in the same spot. And it seems like I remember some sort of video gaming device back in the day in television or something where you could actually get a ball stuck on the screen.
Yeah.
It ended up coming out, but it just kind of gave me a flashback to those days.
Remember Pinball Construction Set from Electronic Arts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was amazing. Remember that, Eric?
I don't. What
you could build. You could build pinball machines and just form shapes, and it'll obey all the physics. You could adjust the physics.
Yeah.
This was like
Nintendo,
PC XT days. No, it was a PC game.
Oh,
yeah.
PC game. That's when EA was Electronic Arts,
yeah.
And they actually made PC games computer games.
No, I never had that one.
That was cool. Very cool, man. And it looks like a great game, even though I'm not a fan of South Park. I would play that. All right, Dor, what do you got?
Okay, the game I'm going to bring is definitely a...
game?
Yeah, but it's definitely a Cody Cooper-esque type game.
How many Codys does it cost?
It's actually only a half a Cody, but this is by the same company that basically also did Baldur's Gate. This game is called Icewind Dale Enhanced Edition. The only way I can put it is this is again, and I know I might say this a lot, and that might be a little bit misleading. Not all Android games are like this. Not even a high percentage of Android games are like this, but a high percentage of the games that I try to bring are like this. And this is console quality gaming. Maybe it's last gen console quality, but I know the graphics on this game, the effects of this game, the interactions of this game, the depth of this game, this is console quality gaming on your tablet. Now, I don't even think this is installable to most of my phones. It basically is a tablet game because everything is small. You can zoom in, you can zoom out, but there's a lot of different things you can do on the screen. So this is not something that would ever work on like a 3.5-inch screen.
What kind of game is it?
I call it a dungeon crawling role playing game. It's almost like Diablo-esque.
Let's see. It's called Icewind.
Icewind Dale Enhanced Edition. So which leads me to believe this is a game that was out called Icewind Dale. Now the Enhanced Edition is the Android version of it.
I see. Looks amazing. You're right, man.
The video looks cool, but these screenshots look even more impressive than watching the video. I love them. The melting cauldrons of hot liquid metal pouring. That is really neat.
Yeah,
these games, they always seem too complicated for me.
Oh, yeah, this game, there's no way. there's probably, 15, 20 too many buttons on the screen at once for me to even consider.
Yeah, and, this is a game, Eric, where hypothetically you would buy it when you retire or you're bedridden, older in age. This is like the bottom of the barrel. This is what, oh, man. The games are running low, and I got plenty of time left. You know, this is a game that can really suck down a lot of time.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And this is $9.99.
Very good. Yeah, half a Cody.
I get that old, I'll be able to afford that.
Awesome. Good games today, guys. I like this game day. Well, I hope everybody else enjoyed it. That's going to be it for today's show. Remember to go to teespring.com/AAAT-shirt and buy yourself a t-shirt, as well as join the AAA club at podnuts.com/AAA club. And you're entered in to win a Sony smartwatch. We're going to be giving it away as soon as the t-shirt campaign is over. The minute it's over. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. But around the time that it's over. All right. Eric, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
Well, just a follow-up on the t-shirts. Christmas is around the corner. You know you want one yourself for a Christmas gift. But think about it for people who don't even know what a podcast is. They have like an Android phone, but they don't know why. And, you know, there's always those white elephant gifts, too, where you could throw an Android App Addict shirt just in a white elephant gift and some surprise, somebody owns that now. That's that would be kind of a neat white elephant gift for someone who has no idea what the show is or what, I don't know, what anything like this is about at all. You know, it might be kind of cool.
It is cool. I like how you keep throwing stuff out there, Eric, to promote the podcast, like, or promote podcasts in general. And you've done that a couple of times where, like, this is a great way to introduce somebody to a podcast. I'd have to say about this show, I said it 100 times, almost literally, if it wasn't for this show, I'd probably have an iPhone. But I really find it just almost impossible that I would buy an iPhone after doing this many episodes of this show. The stuff I've learned personally on this show is amazing. Anybody who has an Android phone, they don't know, they have not a clue how much their phone can do. And this show really helps people with that. Mm-hmm. I am living proof. So,
well, and I do believe that's true. But at the same token, Steve, I only use my phone maybe 20% of what it can do. Eric only uses his phone 20% of what you can do. We all do different things with it. And that's, I think, the beautiful thing about this ecosystem is we can all settle in our niche of usage and find plenty of useful, functional, daily things to get done on it with as little work as possible.
Definitely.
And because of the operating system it's running and the openness of it, we can customize it to our liking way more than others will let you do. And
yeah.
Steer all towards yourself.
I am going to repeat Jeff Hallisch. He said Android to him is like Windows 95 back in the day, where you had this operating system, but then you had all these different theme packs you could do. Everybody made software for it. So every computer you went and sat down to was literally the own custom user's experience on that computer. And he said that's why he believed Microsoft was successful back in the days of 95, which is why he thinks Android is being successful now. It's basically by following the old Microsoft model. Oh, wow. And I'm not going to argue with them. I'd be a fool to argue with them.
Yeah. I agree. I've got cursor tracers on my phone as well as
blinking
the dinosaur loading icon.
Oh. Toasters too. Do you have flying toasters?
Yep, my screensaver, yeah.
Oh, man. Thor, do you have anything to say before we end off?
Thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for subscribing. Thank everyone for joining the AAA Club. Thank for everyone who sends in emails and voicemails and Google Plus messages and everyone who sent us an inbox invite. Seriously, I can't thank you enough, but we didn't need it. And just you guys thinking about us makes me feel unbelievably good. So I do thank everyone for their offer of Google Box invites. But we're good. I mean, join the AAA Club, join the Google Plus group, and invite those people. Spread the love.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. It's the way you're talking. It's getting me all like
gushy,
seasonal, like it's Christmas, like a Christmas speech you just gave.
Mm-hmm. You know,
or Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
If I could derail this again, Christmas music started up 2 days ago at midnight. In my office, there's a station that started it 2 days ago at midnight. We will be listening to Christmas music from now until Christmas.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's harsh. Well,
the girls like it. It's their radio, and I'm two rooms away from it. So I don't have no choice, and I'm not going to
mess with them. Christmas EDM. You got to make some good Christmas EDM for you.
Yeah. I listened to Christmas rap on Songs of the Day I was like, well, somebody was telling, one of the police officers listens to Christmas heavy metal. And I never really heard of that genre. I'm like, well, I'm going to make Christmas rap songs. And then I looked on Songs and sure enough, there was a Christmas rap station. And it says, yes, there is Christmas rap. And here it is. Here's your station. The first song I listened to was just cuss word after cuss word after cuss word about Christmas. It was like Christmas in the Ghetto by somebody or another. I gave up quick.
Oh, man, that's harsh. Now, speaking of heavy metal, though, I'll derail this even further. I got people who live below me. They have this kid. I think he's in his teens. I think it's him. Every once in a while, around 3 p.m., 4 p.m., I think when he comes home from school, he sings guttural heavy metal. Like that screaming, like... That's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. And I was trying to record a tutorial video, and it was really loud. And so finally, like after a month of this, I'm like, I went down, I knocked on the door, he stopped. And I'm like, knocked on the door. I just wanted to be like, dude, it's cool that you're singing that. I don't mind, but just keep it down a little bit. I'm trying. He wouldn't even answer the door. So that made me feel kind of weird.
You ought to have him up to make some music together, you know, once or twice, and, you know, show him what you can do, and he can show you what he can do, and you guys would be best buds.
Yeah, best buds. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Play those games. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.